The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you all had a great week and you're having a great weekend. Happy Sunday, Dr. Tracy.
Well, happy Sunday to you too.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show, and you can visit the website at peaksofhealth.com. Call them too, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, you treat everything from hormone therapy, thyroid, diabetes, chronic fatigue, just any typical disease. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I do integrative medicine, which means I go to the root of the problem. So we're really trying to find out what is the cause of it. So fine, you're tired, but why? You know, or your intestinal tract isn't working right. You have your little bowel syndrome. Why? You know, so we always try to, you know, find that reason and fix the underlying reason as opposed to just putting that little Band-Aid on it.
And one of those reasons we've talked to you in previous weeks is IV therapy. And this entire show, we're going to be getting into IV therapy. And we'll be talking with Dr. Mitchell again a little later in the show. But tell us a little bit about your guys' IV therapy over at Peaks of Health.
Well, we have a pretty big IV room, you know, and it's because it's a really big integral part of the practice, because a lot of patients, one, they can't take, you know, they're so nutrient deficient, and these nutrients are key to, you know, getting their bodies better. The body can't mend and heal if it's deficient in certain, you know, vitamins and minerals, and we can't get enough in their systems to counteract the deficiency. So IV therapy is one of the ways that we can actually, you know, boost them up, get them feeling a lot better faster, and get the recovery time cut down significantly.
But why is it? Why do we use it when we feel like we're fatigued? What makes us get up and say, well, I need an IV therapy boost right now?
Well, again, a lot of people are fatigued, but it's because, you know, like me, you know, I give myself as an example. You know, I'm quite healthy. But one of the things is I have a schedule that would knock most people down. You know, between teaching at two hospitals, teaching at a medical school, you know, lecturing all over, doing the radio show, doing television.
It's exhausting.
Seeing a full practice, you know, because we're booked weeks in advance. And with that, you know, being able to go from morning to night and not stop, my body uses a lot of nutrients to keep that thing going. Those vitamins are what make the energy. So if you deplete them, you know, and I can't take enough pills to compensate for what I burn.
So what kind of nutrients are you taking at the beginning of the day? What's your day like?
I take a multivitamin. I take extra magnesium. I usually take vitamin D.
Now, slow down. Do you take these? How many do you take? How often do you take them?
Well, I take...
If you feel comfortable getting deep into it.
No, that's not fine. I take a powdered vitamin every morning. I like an isotonic because it's easier. I can get everything mixed in.
Okay.
And then I take probably about 10, 15 pills of different vitamins.
Okay.
You know, but I even taking all of that and then taking another dose at nighttime, I still don't manage to compensate for what my body loses. You know, so I end up getting an IV about every 2 weeks. And that's what keeps my energy levels up. I can feel them fading out at the end of those 2 weeks. I have my own custom IV made up, but it's my own personal
of
custom
course.
Job.
I love it.
But it's, you know, but it is it works amazingly well, because the next day after that, I am back on target. I'm thinking clearer. I'm ready to go. I can go back to the gym and exercise.
If you were not to take these vitamins at the beginning of the day, the nutrients, would you feel the boost? How would you get your energy? Would you just not have the energy?
I eat a really clean diet. So, but you cannot. And what are the reason we have a problem is what we eat now is about significantly deficient from what we used to eat about 40 years ago. So I have to eat 4 apples today to get the same nutrition I would have in 1 apple before.
Why is that?
Because the soil rotations, we're not rotating the soil the way we used to. We're using a lot of pesticides and chemicals, you know, and so we've really depleted our nutritional sources. And if I ate 4 apples for what I would have eaten 40 years ago, I would be about 300 pounds. You know, I'd have to eat about 4,000 calories a day to equate, and my body won't do that.
So are we not as healthy as we used to be when it comes down to it?
No.
Because of our foods?
You know, our foods, you know, our diet, there's so many chemicals in our diet. We actually put a lot of empty calories in our body. You know, the American diet is not made for high nutritional status. So we're very heavily depleted in nutrition. And that's why the majority of the people, you know, their immune systems are depleted, they're higher risk for all kinds of diseases, they're higher risk for diabetes. You know, we forget that these nutrients are what keep the system going, keep the sugar regulated. Magnesium is huge in sugar regulation. Zinc's huge in sugar regulation. You know, but magnesium is depleted with carbohydrate eating and stress. They're the 2 number 1 2 ways to deplete it. Yeah, exercise is third. So, you know, how many of us aren't stressed or eating a lot of carbs?
Hopefully nobody. If you're not stressed out, you're not doing something right.
Yeah.
Now, when you're taking these vitamins, is there such thing, this might be ridiculous, is there such thing as overdosing on vitamins?
Absolutely. You know, but water-soluble vitamins, not necessarily. Water-soluble are the B vitamins, vitamin C, those things. They're pretty hard to overdose on because your body will eliminate them pretty quickly. But fat-soluble vitamins, yes, you can overdose on the fat, the A, D, E, and Ks. You can actually overdose on those because they accumulate in the fat system.
So let's talk about the IVs. What are the different types of IVs people can get?
We have all different kinds of IVs. We have a quick energy boosting IV. We have IVs for when people are acutely ill. We have IVs for, you know, the executive that, you know, is just burning through and very stressed out. We have IVs for people with acute viral illnesses and respiratory illnesses. We have cancer IVs. So it just completely depends on the person. We have detoxification where we're cleaning out, you know, toxins out of the body, chelation where you're getting heavy metals out of the body. So the IV, you know, we're not like the typical bar you walk up to and you order your IV off the menu. We actually customize those IVs to our patient and what they need. We can actually test their nutrient status, see where they're truly deficient, and then start replacing those nutrients in them.
So the IV treatment, it's not typically a one and done kind of thing. You don't come in, like you say, go to the bar, let me get a drink. Oh, I feel great. I'm out. I'll see you again in a year. It's more of a treatment.
Well, it is a treatment. We have some people that have specific illnesses, you know, like Lyme disease, or they might have Epstein-Barr or a virus, or they might have an autoimmune disorder or, you know, cardiovascular disease. They're very specifically targeted to them. And it's like, okay, this is what you're going to do. These are how many IVs you're going to do to get better, you know, and then we reevaluate that patient and then target the therapy for their illness or their condition. And if it's just, I need, you know, a booster, then that person, you know, my executives, they'll come in like every 3 or 4 weeks and get an IV booster to kind of keep themselves going.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. You're talking with Dr. Tracy. If you want to find out more, definitely go see their website, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call, 727-826-0838. Once again, the Dr. Tracy Show. Now, Dr. Tracy, you just said people will come in just to get that IV treatment. Your friends will come in because they want a boost. How often do you see that where people, maybe not your friends, but just patients, general patients, come in and say, I need a boost?
Yeah, well, if they're under a lot of stress and they're high executives and they have big, tight schedules, about every 3-4 weeks, most of the time they'll come in. Other patients, you know, they'll be at 6 weeks, 8 weeks, depending on, you know, when they just start running out of gas, so to speak.
Now, what's the difference between having it done in a doctor's office or having it done somewhere else?
Well, again, our IV room, actually, we have paramedics in our IV room. I'm board certified in emergency medicine. So, you know, going IV is not a big deal unless something goes wrong. You know, you have to know exactly how to make that IV correctly. And Dr. Genn and I will be talking about that. You know, the formulations, it's not, you know, like you can just throw anything you want in that IV. You have to know the osmolality of that IV bag. You have, you know, you can get into trouble if you don't know what you're doing when you actually make these IVs up. You know, so you have to know exactly how to formulate them correctly. You have to know the ingredients you're putting in, how to mix them, what mixes and what doesn't mix together. So it's
and
a little bit
go,
more than...
When you go see Dr. Tracy, it's like a 5-star resort when you get your IV therapy.
Yeah, we actually, our room is kind of cool. We have the theater, so you can actually watch movies on the screen. We have the massage chairs where you can actually lay back and get a massage. We have the little gossip area where the girls hang out.
I like that area. I enjoyed that
Yeah, all the girls go in a circle and they kind of hang out. We have the executive computer area, so you can actually come in, bring your computer, sit down, do your work as you're getting things done so you're not missing anything.
Not too shabby, if you ask me. I might just go there just to hang out. I've already told you that. Now, what conditions do people have when they generally come in to get the IV treatment? Or is it usually fatigue or is it something else?
It can be almost anything. A lot of times fatigue is one of the symptoms, you know, and again, that is a symptom. It's not a condition because there's always something causing it, whether it be, you know, a lot of our gastric bypass patients, they can't absorb nutrients anymore. People with digestive tracts that are really bad, people with irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, they have really absorption issues and they're not going to get their, you know, nutrients through their intestinal tract. Those patients usually are always going to require some form of IV therapy. Sometimes it's just that person who's a little bit down, you know, a little bit deficient, and they want a quick booster. Our, you know, infected patients, we have a lot of people with autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders, you know, so those patients are treated completely different. People with heavy metal toxicities is completely treated differently.
It seems like there's just so many benefits to IV therapy. So why is this type of therapy, why isn't it widely accepted?
I think it is a little bit. You know, they are doing actual studies. Like NIH is actually doing a study on IV vitamin C in cancer right now. Integrated Cancer Centers of America are actually using IV vitamin C therapy as part of their integration. We use this in the emergency room. This isn't, you know, rocket science. 20 years ago, I used IV nutritional therapy. We called them banana bags, you know, but they were basically vitamins in an IV form for our alcoholics
just
that were deficient.
Name.
It was just a different name. We do IV nutrition in the hospital all the time.
So it's just evolved?
I think it's being evolved into the average person. You know, instead of being that hospitalized patient who's heavily deficient and then we're going to give them the nutrition, the preventative side of integrative medicine is let's get it ahead of time. Let's keep you healthy and keep the body working as opposed to waiting until you're so sick that you have to be hospitalized.
Do you think that that potentially scares people because when they think of IV, they think of hospital, that maybe they don't realize that you could have that IV in your house with the doctor?
Yeah, I think they think of it, you know, as a needle sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't like needles. I just like how I feel with it.
Yeah, you see that bag and you're scared.
Yeah, and I think, you know, once they get it started and they feel so good afterwards, it's like, wow, you know, that was amazing. And I mean, as I said, some of these are just, you know, I have our housewives, I have our working females or guys all come in, you know, hey, look, I'm a little bit tired, I'm a little bit run down, I've been overdoing it a little bit. Can you just give me a quick booster? You know, and they're running in, you know, within another day, they're feeling good.
Well, integrative and anti-aging medicine. Dr. Mitchell Genn will be on with us next. He'll be telling us all about IV therapy on the Dr. Tracy Show with Dr. Mitch Genn next. Back on the Dr. Tracy Show, Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. If you want to check out Dr. Tracy's website, peepsofhealth.com, make sure to give her a call as well, 727-826-0838. Earlier in the show, we were talking about IV therapy, and right now we have a very special guest, Dr. Mitch Genn, who's going to tell us a little bit more about that. First, Dr. Genn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a physician. I'm a very nice guy, and at least that's what my mother says. So I'm going to assume that others say the same thing, too. Been doing integrative medicine and IV nutritional medicine for over 34 years. Have written 4 textbooks, and one of them happens to be the only one dealing with IV nutrition. It's called Parenteral Clinical Nutrition. So I have found that IV nutrition is an integral part of any good integrative physician's practice.
Now, you also teach most of us physicians who learn IV therapy. I mean, you teach for A4M. You also teach all over the country. And one of the few advanced IV classes, too, correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the very first IV advanced class was given last October, which, of course, Dr. Tracy was there. And the next one's coming in February. I think that it's actually become a part of the mainstream, at least for the integrative practitioner, Dr. Tracy. I think that people realize the importance of IV nutrition and its importance in everyone's practice, at least if we want to affect really good nutritional changes in an individual.
Yeah, let us talk about, you know, exactly why would somebody get that IV, you know, because you and I both know that most of our patients, they're not either, they don't have a proper diet, they're not absorbing properly, they're so deficient, you know, why would we give that IV over trying to give them a bunch of supplements?
Well, it's a great question, and it may not be obvious to the listener, but hopefully it will be in just a moment, and that is we all understand how important a good vitamin nutrient therapy program is. I think almost everybody takes some sort of vitamin here or there, lots of times just done by reading a book, others perhaps a physician recommending it, but on the best day of anyone's life, the actual absorption of something oral, a vitamin, a nutrient, amino acid of some sort, is maybe 30%, and that's on the best day of their life. Then you add in the things you just said, Dr. Tracy. They're not eating properly. They have malabsorption. They're taking medications that are blocking the absorption of these different nutrients. So on a typical day, most, by the way, only absorb somewhere between 5 and maybe 15%. Now that brings us to the question you asked, which is how good and why should someone even consider IV nutritional therapy? And that's because, as you stated, so many people are nutritionally deficient, and IV is 100% absorbed. So, for example, if we took magnesium, a very important mineral, you took it orally, maybe you'll absorb out of 100 milligrams 15 or 20. and yet give it IV, give 100 milligrams, all 100 milligrams is absorbed. So it is a process that allows for a much quicker response to a treatment protocol, plus bringing people back that are very deficient. And for the most part, most of the people in the United States and in most of the Western world are very deficient.
Exactly. Plus the dosing we can give. You know, most intestinal tracts won't take, you know, their stomachs won't tolerate that much magnesium. We give them 200-300 milligrams and they start getting diarrhea, you know, and we can give up to 2,000 or more in an IV if we need to and really replace that deficiency.
Absolutely. Plus, there's one other thing, Dr. Trace, that we should add to that, and that is certain nutrients don't absorb, even in general, via the oral route. Let me give an example. Vitamin C, which is a mainstay of many, many of the IV nutrient vitamins that we give, if you give a 1.25 or basically 1,100 or 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C orally, we're going to get a blood level of about 200, give or take 30 or 40 milligrams per deciliter. Give the same exact 1,200, 1,250 milligrams intravenously, and we're getting a blood level, give or take 800 milligrams per deciliter, give or take a couple hundred milligrams. Now, why that is important, obviously, is you can hear the difference in the amount we get in the blood. But when we start to consider using some of these vitamins, for example, for their need in patients that have very severe illnesses like cancer, without getting levels above, for example, 400, which you cannot do orally, you cannot get the tumoricidal or the effect on a tumor where the tumor cells start to die only by IV. So the IV not only holds that capability of giving more and obviating the bowel, as you stated, it also allows us to get certain nutrients, which under even normal circumstances can't get into the bloodstream good enough.
You know, let's talk about some of the actual conditions we can treat with IV therapy. Some of the things that, you know, people may not even know about, because we do it for people who are tired and fatigued and, you know, because they're malnourished. But we have a lot of actual treatments we can give specifically for certain conditions.
Yeah, I think it's probably best to start at the easiest point, which is saying if you're over the age of 40, your capability of absorbing properly, as we were talking about a moment ago, is already impaired, regardless whether you take any medication or not. So already, if you're over 40 and you want to indulge in a good, I guess, nutritional program, one that is fit specifically for you, individualized for you, then IV infusions would have to become a component of your program, at least in the beginning, to get the cells, the 100 to 200 trillion cells that make us up, to work together properly. And all of life and health depends upon the 100 to 200 trillion cells being able to speak to each other, work together, and, of course, keep us healthy. So you name a disease, you name a disorder, you name a condition, and IV nutrition is going to pop into my head instantly, because without it, there's no way of regaining the nutritional status that we require to have what you and I both call, Dr. Tracy, optimal health. There's a very big difference between not being healthy, being somewhat healthy, and then being in optimal health. Optimal health basically being defined as what we were when we were in our healthiest state. And that's basically our youthful state, somewhere between 18 and 25 for a male and somewhere between 18 and 32 for a female. How do we get there? Without IV nutrition? Not really.
And everyone wants to stay young forever. Of course, we're talking with Dr. Mitch Genn. Dr. Genn, hang tight. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Tracy Show. If you want to get in touch with Dr. Tracy, make sure to give her a call, 727-826-0838. Visit their website, peaksofhealth.com. More with Dr. Genn and IV therapy next. Back on the Dr. Tracy Show, Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy on 970 WFLA. If you want to check out their website, peaksofhealth.com, Facebook page as well, facebook.com/peaksofhealth. Call them, 727-826-0838. We're having a great conversation with Dr. Mitchell Genn about IV therapy. And earlier we were talking about who would typically go in to use IV therapy. But also, before we get back into that, Dr. Genn, I've heard a lot about cancer IV nutrition and what you've been doing with it. Tell us a little bit from your perspective about your involvement with cancer IV nutrition.
Well, we have to first recognize that many of the disease, Aaron, that we have are particularly nutritionally deficient disorders. Cancer, of course, we have now finally agreed in many of the studies, and as of not even 3 or 4 weeks ago, a new study saying that a good component of it is because of nutritional deficiencies that will eventually lead to DNA breakage, which eventually lead to ugly cells being made, and of course, i.e. a cancer. So regardless of what type of cancer someone has, Aaron, they are going to be nutritionally unfit. And the good part about using IV nutritional therapies are, one, a lot of the patients that undergo, for example, chemotherapy or surgery or radiation, they are already nutritionally unfit, as we discussed, but then they get even more deeper unfit because these therapies themselves can lend itself to further nutritional holes. But the good news is they can be used concurrently with no problem. They can be used together not only to help one another or potentiate one another, as we sometimes say, and in certain instances they can be used after or before therapies to minimize the side effects of whatever conventional therapies one may choose. But in often some cases, patients will seek us out, unfortunately, that have basically given all their options and there's no more when it comes to chemo or radiation or surgery, and we're there for them to help build them up. And the good news is several of these therapies have been found to clinically be very relevant and reduce the tumor size. So we have a lot to offer, both concurrently together with other therapies and by solo as well. And that's exciting for us.
Yeah, one of the things I think people don't realize is there's actually studies showing this. Like NIH even did a study on cancer and vitamin C and combining it with chemo and vitamin C versus, you know, vitamin C and chemo by itself. And a lot of patients don't realize, you know, that we've actually studied this. They just think, you know, we pull it out of a hat almost, I think, sometimes.
Well, you know, I think part of that is the ignorance, Dr. Tracy, of other physicians not studying it or trying to say, oh, that's just nutritional, doesn't mean anything, that's like, you know, weird science. But the truth is it's great science is what you're saying. And the science has been very clear. You know, vitamin C is looks and acts like a sugar, and cancer cells take up sugar very readily. And instead of taking up a sugar, this, of course, vitamin C goes inside the cell. And because of a certain way cancer cells handle sugars, this vitamin C is able to kill the bad cells while leaving the good cells behind. And like you said, we can use it as an individual solo therapy in those that don't have anything left from the conventional community, or we can use it in conjunction. And they work very well together. And of course, by getting a physician that's well-trained, as Dr. Tracy, you know, that knows how to use both these therapies together, it can be significantly beneficial. And when someone gets the word cancer as part of their diagnosis, instantly they're looking for everything under the sun that they can do. I don't blame them one iota, but it would be great to seek out someone that's had been trained in the use of intravenous therapies and can use them together safely along with conventional therapies.
Talk about how important that patient-physician relationship is as well.
Well, if you don't discuss things with your physician, Aaron, or you don't take the time to really understand your therapies or coordinate your doctors together, it ends up in almost like an ego battle between one physician and another, and that's a horrible thing for the patient because at the end of the day, the only person that really should matter to the physician is the patient. And we all want good outcome for the patient. It's not about my therapy, his, her therapy. It's about our therapy working together. So if we can take the time, and it really is important, that's what Dr. Trace does, and I love that about her, and that is taking the time to speak to that patient, learn about them, coordinate, you know, different therapies together. The combination is spectacular, and the results are often quite spectacular, and that's what we really care about. That's why we do this kind of integrative practice. That's why we call it integrative practice, Aaron. It's a combination of what we know Western, what we know Eastern, what we know nutritional, putting it all together, and again, for the outcome of the patient.
And that's one of the things I noticed that, you know, when I started training in integrative medicine, I loved about it is the doctors don't, you know, none of us seem to have those egos. We're all about teaching each other. We're all about working together. I can pick up the phone and call Mitch anytime and ask him his opinion or ask him for some advice on something. And I've done that with other doctors now. That, you know, my phone's always open to them to help them out. You know, let's talk a little about, you know, with the training, because there's a lot of IV bars, so to speak, going up and about. And, you know, you and I are very specific about where we get our medications from, where we get our IVs, how our IVs are prepped, and the safety and the importance of putting that IV together, you know, and making that IV to make sure we, you know, you and I both know about osmolality where the patient would not. But, you know, it's not just mumbo jumbo and throwing this thing together. There's, you know, specific formulas that we use for specific conditions.
Well, I have a, and I think you know this, Tracy, I have a very, very difficult time with any of the IV-type bars that are out there where people go in and sort of pick, like they're picking a sandwich off of a wall. I'll have this one because it has a fancy name and taking it. One, because it has no reference to really that individual. The idea of IV nutritional therapy as any therapy, whether it's oral or intravenous, no matter what the therapy is, we try and we often, as physicians, are trying to match a diagnosis to what we find in blood testing to, and then match a treatment. You would never go into an emergency room or into a pharmacy and say, I'll just pick out this chemotherapy or I'll just have this cocktail for my stomach or something of that nature. You want to know exactly what's going on and have what you're getting, the treatment, fit the individual appropriately. And so, as you well know, I'm very against that kind of IV. There may be some help that someone may feel better, but how much more would they feel better if it was prescribed properly? And it's not without side effect. There are side effects, perhaps less with IV nutrition as opposed to IV medications, but there are still problems associated with it. Someone needs to be trained properly, and they need to evaluate you as an individual properly before prescribing any type of IV fluid. And I think that's an important point to drive home today.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't know if that patient's coming in, you know, you got to get a good history on that person. What if they had congestive heart failure or they have problems with the fluids or, you know, they have decreased kidney function? All of that stuff has to be taken into account when we prescribe these medications to these patients.
Absolutely. And you want to make sure that we've gotten the time and the chance to not only review that history, that physical examination, but to get a very good composite blood testing. So we basically know your fingerprint. What is your metabolic fingerprint? Because if we can prescribe to exactly your needs, then every prescription is going to be different. I always say in the 34 plus years of my doing this that I don't have two people, and I don't can't say 100%, but I always believe that I don't have two people that have had the same prescription from me in any given time. And I think that's because I try to make sure that those therapies fit and match, just like a shoe. We're not going to jam a size 6 shoe on someone that's a 6.5. IV, even more importantly, should be less so.
That's always my problem. I'm always trying to jam my 9.5 foot into an 8 foot shoe. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Mitchell Gann. Now, Dr. Gann, what do you think the future of IV therapy's role in overall health is?
I think you're going to find that it's going to be accepted more and more. I mean, we all started this type of thing in the early 1800s, but in the last 50 years, you've seen a massive increase in doctors wanting to learn more about intravenous nutrition. I basically now find myself probably teaching at about 1,000 physicians a year. I'm going to guess probably 10% of them are really involving themselves in utilizing these therapies after taking courses with me. But I think it's going to be an essential way that we're going to be able to provide patients with not if-then medicine, Aaron. If you get this, then we're going to do that. We need to start looking at medicine differently. We need to say, okay, what's happening at a cellular level? How can we prevent? How can we make someone healthier? How can we reach that optimal health that we talked about in the first segment? Well, the only way we're going to be able to do that is be providing great individual bioidentical type of treatments, and part of that, an integral part of that, will be intravenous nutrition.
Well, Mitch, I really want to thank you. You were great. And I mean, I hopefully everybody learned a lot about, you know, why it's important for IV therapy today.
Oh, it's so much a pleasure. Thank you, Tracy, for inviting me onto your show.
Well, I'd like to have you back so we can talk about some more specific therapies at a later date.
I'll be glad to come back. I can't wait for the invitation. Should I stand by the phone or what?
Don't move. Don't go
Don't
anywhere.
Move.
Don't move.
Thank you, Dr. Gann. Have a good one.
A pleasure. Thanks, both of you.
Bye. All right.
That was Dr. Mitchell Gann, and that was some interesting stuff because you always hear about the IV therapy, and I thought of that sometimes as, yes, the IV bars. You can go in and you can grab, hey, I want a chocolate chip cookie. No, it's not just as simple as that.
It's not that simple. You know, it's also even right down to where they get the actual IV solutions from. They're not all the same. You know, we're talking about IVs, you know, like vitamin C alone. You can get corn-based vitamin C, beet-based vitamin C, or tapioca-based vitamin C, you know, and you can get really cheap corn.
So because tapioca sounds good, I shouldn't just go with that.
Well, tapioca is what we use because corn and beet is genetically modified most of the time. So it's hard to get a non-genetically modified corn and beet. And a lot of people have corn allergies. You give somebody 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C and they have a mild corn allergy, they now have a major one, you know, so they can actually have an allergic reaction from it.
Interesting stuff. So if Joe Schmo shows up at your door and says, if you want IV therapy, say no. Go to a physician and get the proper treatment. Very important. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/peaksofhealth. Peaksofhealth.com is the website. Phone number 727-826-0838. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. More on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Good afternoon. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. We're having a very interesting conversation about IV therapy, and there was so much I didn't know, and I'm sure many of you didn't know, when it comes to IV therapy and just what goes into it and how you can feel better just through the IV therapy. And we were talking with Dr. Mitchell Gann, who told us a lot about that IV therapy and what he does. And what's your experience? We've talked about how you guys have your IV therapy at Peaks of Health. Talk a little bit more about your IV therapy.
Well, it's just amazing. You can take that patient who's been feeling really horrible for a long period of time, and you know, within 3 to 4 weeks, you start seeing them start to turn around. And sometimes it's really hard to do regular treatment without fixing a lot of the other underlying things, nutritional status. You know, we use it for all kinds of things. A lot of our autoimmune patients, a lot of our, you know, we have one for macular degeneration. And it's amazing, you know, within, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, they start getting their night vision back. Their vision starts coming back. And
see, now you said for the first case it was 3 to 4. For this case, it was 4 to 8. So every treatment is going to see a result in a different amount of time, correct?
Exactly, because different parts of the body respond differently. So okay. If you're going for something that's in the brain, obviously it's going to take a little longer to get up there and start fixing things. We do a lot of multiple sclerosis. We do a lot of Parkinson's disease, a lot of neurological diseases. So there's a lot of different things you can use this for, knowing what some of these nutrients actually do in the body.
What kind of nutrients would you find in the IV?
Well, we put all kinds of things in there customized to that person. But the mainstays, you know, obviously are going to be some of your B vitamins. We do B complex. We do B6, B5. We do a lot of magnesium. Almost every IV contains some form of magnesium. And then, of course, there's more than one kind of magnesium. You can use magnesium sulfate or magnesium chloride.
Hold up. For the layperson like myself, when does magnesium even come into play?
Well, magnesium actually is a mainstay of almost everything because
okay.
It's 300 different functions in the body. But say you have somebody with back spasm. And you want to relax things a little bit more. Magnesium sulfate is more of a relaxer.
What would you find that in? Like if I want to go to the store, let me get some magnesium sulfate. What would you get?
Epsom salts.
Epsom salts.
Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate.
Okay.
That's why it's muscle relaxer and that's why people soak it in for
backaches. And you put it in the bath?
You put it in the bath.
Okay.
I just put much higher doses in the bathtub to get the effect.
Okay.
Because dosing really does matter when you're talking about, you know, conditions. So somebody might need 600 milligrams of magnesium for one condition. Kidney stones. Kidney stones is one where we use 3,000 milligrams because we're trying to open up the ureter so the stone will come out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends on what you're doing it for as to what dosing you would use also and how you combine them, you know, because you definitely have to combine them in different levels. You always have to check, you know, the chemical structure, the osmolality, the pH of that formula. So when we do different, you know, combinations, we have a computer program in our office that we can punch everything in.
How long does that take to compute that?
It doesn't take anything at all. It's a actual spreadsheet we designed. So is all they have to do is punch all the numbers in of what they put in that formula, and it'll pop out exactly how much fluid to add to it to make the pH properly, how much for the osmolality properly, and then it'll tell us how fast to run the drip.
Typically, how long does it take for a patient to go through their therapy? You said 3 to 4 weeks. It all depends on, obviously, what they're going through. But when you see a patient, what does it typically take? What type of patients do you typically see?
Well, we see everything from just the person who had, like gastric bypass surgery to the person who's had some kind of, Lyme disease is a big one we're seeing right now. I don't know why, we're seeing humongous amounts of Lyme right now. And again, it completely depends on that person's treatment and how they respond to the treatment. I reevaluate my patients, within 3 to 4 weeks and see how they're doing. If they're not changing, then we're going back and looking. Do we need to alter the formulation? Do we need to fix something? Do we need to add something in? What are we missing that's not getting this person back to where we want them to be, or at least starting the process of change and improvement?
What are the benefits you've seen personally from IV therapy?
Oh, my God. The patient who's severely fatigued, who can hardly get out of bed to,
Do you have any specific patient you remember that you can talk about that maybe?
We have one patient just recently. I mean, this was amazing because she was one of our Lyme patients. She's been treated, for quite a few years for Lyme from multiple different physicians. And we started treating her. And, I usually see improvement in 3 to 4 weeks. And we didn't see, she actually got worse in 3 to 4 weeks. And by 3 months, I was like, oh, my God, did I miss something? Does this lady have cancer or something and I'm missing?
Yeah.
So we ran cancer screens on her.
That's stressful on you.
It's very stressful because, she was looking worse. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I missing here? So we started running cancer screens and everything. Nothing came out. I just saw her, and I know it can take 4 to 6 months to see the turnaround sometimes on treatment. But usually I see improvement. I just saw her at her 6 month mark. This was a completely different patient.
Wow.
The swelling in her legs was gone. She started putting on weight and she was losing weight at a rapid pace. Her skin looked amazing. The color was back. This woman's energy was back. She was smiling. I mean, it was like a completely different person walked in my office. I was, blown away by the change. And she's like, at 5 months, she finally turned the corner and knew that she was doing so much better.
Now, why do you think it took so long?
Well, I think she'd had it for so long.
Okay.
That, it took a while to really, when she was getting worse, we were doing so much killing of the infection that it was just overwhelming her system at that point.
For someone who's facing chronic fatigue, at what point do you say, okay, this is time where I have to go get the IV therapy?
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
I cannot get a chronic fatigue patient better without IV therapy. I mean, we try oral when the ones who don't want to do it, but they just linger and linger and linger. And it takes me, 6 to 12 months to even see improvement in them. Most of them within 4 weeks, I can start seeing that improvement.
That's amazing. What point should that patient decide, I have to get help because I have chronic fatigue? Because sometimes, like we've talked about in the past, it just can be, you can just think you're tired.
Yeah, actually, if you've been tired for more than 3 months and it's just not sleep deprivation, if you're not sleeping at all, then that's the big issue.
What are symptoms of this?
Somebody who's having trouble getting up in the morning, somebody who's having trouble making it through the day, who's wanting to take naps through the day, who is having, a lot of muscular pain, because that's a lot of deficiencies, who's having a lot of irritable bowel syndrome, bloating of their intestinal system. They're having breakouts on their skin, because that's a big marker that something's going on in the intestinal system. Somebody who's having a lot of foggy thinking, headaches. Those are a lot of different symptoms that, and then again, same thing, people who just are having trouble making it through their day.
Somebody's thinking of getting IV therapy. What should they do?
Well, they need to call the office. They have to be a patient. I cannot do IV therapy like a bar and you just walk in and pick out what you want. It is customized to you. We do see the patient. We do evaluate them, do a history on them, a physical on them. They can get started that same day. With some basic stuff, but we do need to get some lab work on them and see what's going on in their body.
If this is affecting you, go in, see Dr. Tracy, give her a call, 727-826-0838. Once again, 727-826-0838. Don't hesitate. If you're feeling this fatigue, any other symptoms, go ahead, give Dr. Tracy a call. You can visit the website as well, peaksofhealth.com, Facebook page, facebook.com/peaksofhealth. Some great stuff today with Dr. Mitch Genn talking about IV therapy. Thank you, Dr. Tracy.
Well, thank you. It's been great.
Have a fantastic week. We'll do it again next week on the Dr. Tracy Show.